Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. A federal judge has named a compliance director to see to it the Oakland Police Department complies with court-ordered reforms. Former Baltimore Police Commissioner Thomas Frazier was not the pick recommended by city officials or civil rights lawyers involved in the case, but they've reacted positively to the news. Frazier spent 28 years with the San Jose Police Department, and he was a federal monitor overseeing consent decrees for PDs in L.A. and Detroit. And he's been a special advisor to Oakland PD in the past. Happy news from state education officials. The number of California school districts in danger of running out of cash within 3 years has dropped dramatically. Now there are only 124 districts in what's called financial jeopardy. No doubt they anxiously anticipate an influx of tax money from Proposition 30, but that funding stream won't start delivering relief for another year or two. How much food did you throw out last week? Between the fruit that doesn't make it off the farm, the veggies in your fridge you didn't get to in time, the milk shoppers didn't snap up in time, and the leftovers restaurants heave into the dumpster, Americans are tossing about 40% of our food. That's the finding of a recent report that has state agriculture officials buzzing. Later today, they meet in Sacramento to talk about it. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has more.
Part of the problem is that we consumers are finicky about what our food looks like.
And every time we skip over a bruised apple or even a slightly smaller apple to pick a bigger apple, we're sending a signal to the grocery store and all the way down the chain.
That's Dana Gunders of the Natural Resources Defense Council in San Francisco, who wrote the report on food waste. The NRDC also surveyed California farmers and found as much as 30% of some crops go to waste in the fields. Today's meeting will address some possible solutions, like a project called Ag Against Hunger near Salinas. Lindsay Coates directs the group, which was started by farmers and collects excess produce for food banks around the state.
There is an abundance of produce that's left in the fields. There's nothing wrong with it necessarily. It's just not the right size, shape, or color for grocery store quality. So we have approximately 1,000 volunteers, and they act as harvest crews who pick those crops.
Another solution, consumer education. The NRDC report finds lots of people throw out perfectly good food because they don't understand expiration dates. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
A couple hundred communities across the country, including San Diego, Fresno, and San Jose, are experimenting with a new approach to homelessness. Santa Clara County, for instance, is investing $1 million in its pilot program to move chronically homeless people off the streets and into apartments. Peter John Schuler reports.
Jennifer Loving is executive director of Destination Home in San Jose. She spent her formative years at a church in Venice Beach, run by her uncle and family, that kept its doors open to homeless people as a de facto shelter.
I have cared about homelessness since I was 9 years old, and I have been involved in homeless services my entire adult career. I care about this issue deeply, and I feel like we are really onto something.
Loving is part of a radically different approach to ending homelessness taking place in Santa Clara County. Her organization brings together local governments and nonprofits to collaborate in a project called Housing 1000. County vouchers are combined with funds from the city of San Jose, the federal government, and other sources. So far, the effort has placed 333 chronically homeless people in permanent housing in one of the most affluent counties in the state.
When people have housing subsidies, when they have people who can support them to navigate the system, it's much easier. But if you have people who have no income or on fixed incomes, with the housing prices here, it's ridiculously difficult to get somebody housed.
The focus is not managing homelessness through emergency shelters and transitional housing. That's the old model. Hillary Baroga is with EHC Life Builders, one of the local groups participating. She says the new goal is to find the most vulnerable people living on the streets and get them into permanent housing.
If you have to worry every night about where you're going to sleep, where you're going to be safe, you're not thinking in the long term.
This is the living room you're in right now. That's the kitchen. That's my daughter Chantel, my grandson Amari.
43-year-old Jennifer Berry has been on and off the street since she was 13 years old. She was in several domestic violence shelters and then an emergency shelter before the county placed her in this two-bedroom apartment in San Jose. She can now bring her daughters and 3-year-old grandson under one roof for the first time.
It still like takes me a while to believe it. You know, I'm like, wow. It's like one of the first things I wake up in the morning and think about. It's so cool.
Barry lives here because the county pays a rental subsidy of $1,000 a month to her landlord. Barry also contributes part of her supplemental security income to the rent. All the tenants in the program must pay a third of their monthly income with a minimum of $20. But to reach the goal of getting 1,000 people into homes this year, the campaign will have to find a lot more landlords willing to participate.
As a manager or a property owner, you have to protect all your other tenants, and we've made that very clear.
Property manager Teresa Garcia hesitated at first when a prospective tenant told her he'd qualified for the Housing 1000 program.
We had concerns about having a lot of homeless people coming over, hanging around.
Garcia manages a number of Victorians in downtown San Jose. In the end, she said yes.
The case manager that's involved with the tenant that we ended up renting to, he's very open and he's very involved in the whole situation. So if I have any questions, I just call him.
Tracking whether permanent housing actually keeps people out of homelessness is part of this program. Destination Homes' Jennifer Loving says for the first time, service providers and government agencies are sharing data and creating system-wide tools to evaluate costs. Loving says this will help them understand the individual profiles of people living on the streets.
I think that every single time it works and someone moves in and gets their own place, I mean, that's what makes it worth it.
Santa Clara County has more than 2,500 chronically homeless, so Housing 1000 has a large task ahead. Loving says by the end of the year, there will be hard data showing whether permanent housing for the homeless is the best way to keep people off the streets. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuller.
Keep up with what's going on California on your time, at your convenience. Subscribe to our podcast. You'll find us on iTunes. And of course, there's a link at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, March 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation. With nomination information about the 2014 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, available at www.irvine.org. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org.